Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Administrator of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, about sunscreen.
It's that time of year again where we're talking about skin care and protecting your skin from the sun with sunscreen. What are some things that people need to keep in mind during this month?
Well, I think one thing that people need to keep in mind is that, you know, we were just talking before we went on air about the quick transition from the cool weather to, you know, hot, very sunny weather. And so keeping in mind, this weekend, I got a sunburn wearing a sweatshirt while it was 60 degrees out, because it's hard to think about needing sunscreen when it's maybe still a little bit cooler. But any place that you have exposed skin, you are at risk for skin damage or for sunburn. So when you are putting on sunscreen, making sure that you think about those areas, you know, behind your neck, especially like when you have short hair on your face, your ears. I think about, you know, your the part of your hair.
I always forget that.
Yes, yes, I know. I always make sure my husband, I'm like, let me get your part right there, because, you know, that's a really painful place to burn and it's got great exposure to the sun. So first of all, making sure that not only do you not forget to wear your sunscreen, but you think about all of those areas that are naturally exposed. And sunscreen isn't just for, I'm going to the beach. Sunscreen is for really every day, the parts of your skin that are going to be exposed to the sun.
And as it does warm up and the summer settles in here, do you need sunscreen on the cloudy days?
Absolutely. So I think people are lulled into a false sense of security when it is cloudy. But just because the sun may not be out doesn't mean that those UVA and UVB rays can't penetrate the clouds and still do damage to your skin. And so you do still need to make sure that you're putting on that sunscreen, even if it is overcast.
And we see different SPFs on bottles of sunscreen. What does that mean?
SPF stands for sun protection factor, and it's protection against UVB radiation. And that's the radiation that burns your skin. However, it does not protect against UVA radiation, which is what penetrates deep into the skin. And that's what can accelerate our skin to age and also can cause skin cancer. So a lot of people look at the sun protection factor or SPF and they're like, oh, this is 100. This is great. I'm going to use that. What I would recommend and what is recommended is you use at least a 15, but really no more than 50, because otherwise it does lull you into that false sense of security that you can be out in the sun for a long time without reapplying. And if you are thinking about how much sunscreen you need, picture a shot glass. It's a great visual. It's 1 ounce. That's how much sunscreen you should be applying for every 2 hours that you are out in the sun for exposed skin. And so if you are out at a beach, you know, or maybe at a ball game watching your kid play or soccer, you know, when you're out coaching soccer, Sally, you would want to reapply every 2 hours. And so maybe a 3 to 5 ounce bottle might be what you need yourself for an entire day, not something that you would say, this is going to cover my whole team.
And if people have a bottle left over from last year, is it still effective?
They should check the expiration date. You don't want to keep sunscreen for longer than 3 years, because the ingredients will start to degrade and they won't be as effective.
With all of this, skin cancer is what we're trying to prevent. Is it a common thing that people deal with here in the U.S.?
Well, if you think about skin, it's our largest organ. And so really, it's our most exposed organ. You know, everything else, you know, is internal, but our skin is exposed to not only the sun, not only to, you know, chemicals, and there's such a wide area of our skin. So it does increase your risk for damage the more skin you expose, which can then cause cancer.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Administrator of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, talking about sunscreen. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.